This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know this smoke, Sheikh? It's a bit annoying, I know. But it made me think. You know the jinn? We're always told it comes from fire.
Smokeless fire. I like this one.
Ah, okay. I mean, the point I was trying to mention, I was thinking about was that jinn, I mean, a lot of people see them as evil, you know? The magicians mentioned in stories in the past and history and the things that people would go to try and break marriages and so forth. But these days, magicians and so forth, I mean, you go and see some trick show on TV or someone playing a card trick or these kinds of pulling out a rabbit out of a hat. Mm. Yeah, but the magic and the tricks or the illusions that are talked about in our sunnah, are much more severe. Yeah, is it something that still happens? And why do people do it? Is there success? What success do people get out of trying to break some marriage or try to break some relationship and so forth and things like that?
Yeah,
is there success? Can you get success in this way?
Allah said the magician will not succeed, no matter where he goes. This Quranic principle appears in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the context of opposition and challenging of the Prophet Musa. At the center of a public assembly in Egypt were the magicians of the Pharaoh. They'd taken an oath by the glory of the Pharaoh that they were going to emerge victorious. On the other side of the arena, we have the Prophet of Allah Musa standing all by himself, aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then an amazing conversation ensued. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَىٰ They said, Musa, either you throw, or we will be the first to throw our sticks. قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا He said, no, you cast yours. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَىٰ And all of a sudden, their ropes and their staffs seemed to him from their magic as if they were moving like snakes. So Musa was afraid. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى Allah said, Musa sensed a trepidation inside of him. Allah said to him, لَا تَخَفْ Don't be scared. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى You will be the superior one. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا Allah said, and throw what is in your right hand, your staff. It will swallow up what they have crafted. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ What they have crafted, after all, is just the trickery of the magician. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى And the magician will not succeed wherever he goes. The rule is certainly not limited to this context. It serves as a general rule that is applicable to every context where magic is employed. And that is because the scholars of language have said, الْفِعْلُ إِذَا كَانَ فِي سِيَاقِ النَّفِي فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَكْسِبُهُ صِفَةَ الْعُمُومِ Whenever a verb in the Arabic language appears in the context of negation, this gives it the characteristic of generalization. So since the verb succeed, that is mentioned in this principle will not succeed, and it appears in the context of negation will not succeed, then this rule is general, applicable to every context, and this is emphasized by the conclusion of the verse where it said, حَيْثُ أَتَى Wherever he goes, he's a failure. Wherever he goes, wherever she goes. In other words, regardless of the location, the era, the motive of this magician, the platform, the outcome is going to be the same every single time. The magician will not succeed wherever he goes. In commenting on this expression of لا يفلح, will never succeed, Sheikh al-Shanqiti, he said that this is evidence that the magician is not to be considered a Muslim. Since success was comprehensively negated from him, and that cannot apply to a believer. And this is actually a well-known position in classical scholarship, that the user of magic is beyond the pale of Islam. And that is a position that is supported by other verses in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. Prophet Sulaiman did not disbelieve. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. It was the devils who disbelieved. Why? يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. Teaching people magic. In other words, according to the interpretation of some of the scholars, their disbelief came about due to their teaching of magic. Now, subhanAllah, despite the darkness and the misery and the loss which accompanies magic, in every one of its turns, one is left just amazed at the sheer demand for its work. Even Muslims. And the existence of magic is a matter we believe in. And its presence is not what really surprises us. We know that it is prevalent in the film, gaming, music industry, in the newscasting, politics industry. What does surprise us is to see people who, despite having access to perfect revelation from Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, access to his verbatim speech, and the detailed traditions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's laid a clear path to success and happiness, they still resort to the allies of Shaytan, queuing up at their doors, dialing into their shady shows in the hope of separating a happily married couple or mending a broken relationship, conceiving a child, or simply for the cruel purpose of inflicting a harm on another person. And it's as if these people have not read the ayah where Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And they do not harm anyone except by the permission of Allah. They do not harm anyone through it except by the permission of Allah. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And they learn what harms them and does not benefit them. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنْ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And they certainly knew that whoever purchased the magic would have no share in the hereafter. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. And how evil was the price with which they sold their souls. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew. So a believer, even a believer with an iota of faith, regardless of his crippling illness, his intense jealousy of a couple, his hatred for another person, his desperation for a child, will keep well away of matters that harm them and does not benefit them. Matters that will cause them to have no share in the hereafter. Matters which would render them having sold their souls. Matters that would cause a head-on collision with the principle that says, and the magician will not succeed wherever he goes. So truly, there can be no success in any endeavor when the Almighty has declared someone a failure. Now moving forward, those who have contemplated these demonic groups or have in fact acted upon them, they will hasten to do several things. As a repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will they do? Number one, they will cut off all ties from those who represent this evil craft, not walking with them, boycotting their shows, warning people of them, severing all lines of communication. Only, of course, if it's for the purpose of admonition and advice. That's number one. Number two, if their repentance is true, they will realize once and for all that their previously misguided ways are never to be returned to. Because according to Allah, only harm can come about from magic, misery, and enormous sin, and definite failure. That's number two. Number three, they will turn to Allah in remorseful apologies before his wrath arrives. And they will seek to destroy any remnants of magic that they may have caused to relieve the victim from the harm. And wherever suitable, they will beg for the forgiveness from the victim before a day comes when apologies will not avail them. And number four, they will fortify themselves with the Islamic remembrances, not with the ramblings of wizards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. My Lord, I seek refuge in you from the whisperings of the devils. and I seek refuge in you, my Lord, lest they be present with me. So memorize this. This is from the Quran. It's an isti'ada from Shaytan. Furthermore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the companion Abdullah ibn Qubayb, he said to him, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ وَالْمُعَوِّذَتَيْنِ حِينَ تُمْسِي وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Reciting قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ and Al-Falaq and Al-Nas three times in the morning and in the evening will protect you from everything. Our need for these three chapters, by the way, in the Quran, is greater than our need is for food and drink and shelter. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite these three chapters into his palms combined before he'd go to sleep and blowing into his hands and wiping over what he could from his body. And he was so persistent on doing this every night that on the night of his death, he asked his wife Aisha to do this for him. About that time, he'd lost the ability to do this himself. And so she'd lift his blessed hands and wipe his body using his hands because his hands are the most blessed of hands. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكُ. When you go to bed in the evening, فَقْرَأْ آيَةَ الْكُرْسِي اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّوبُ حَتَّى تَخْتِمَ الْآيَةِ. If you go to bed, then recite آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّوبُ until the end of the ayah. What will you get? He said, فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ يَزَالَ عليك من الله حافظ ولا يقربك شيطان حتى تصبح. You will continue to be protected by a protector from Allah, and no shaitan can come near you till the morning of the next day. And from the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, we are recommended to recite the last two ayat before going to sleep. آمن الرسول. What will Allah give us? He said, كفتاه. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كفتاه, meaning they will suffice him. Suffice him from what? From the harm of man, from poverty, from jinn, from the whisperings of shaitan, from disease, from what? Ibn al-Qayyim said, كفتاه من شر ما يؤذيه. They will suffice him against any evil that may harm him. In short, if there's going to be just one message you take away from this, let it be the principle that says, وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. The magician will not succeed no matter where he goes.
وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ مبشرا ونذيرا وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا